didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to go on the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Diva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
Here at The Netball Show, we will always feature news from your club, and we speak to all of the UK nations involved in netball. So, ahead of Sirens this season, Andy has been speaking to Netball Scotland and Sirens CEO Claire Nelson to get her thoughts on their aims for 2019 and the signing of Kat Tuvati.
Claire, we last spoke at the end of season event, and every single one of those players last season really gave Sirens the role.
Yeah, you know something, I always talk about this being a real learning journey for us. You know, we're not short of ambition and ideas, but in terms of experience in the Super League, we're lacking in that. So, you know, year one was very much about, you know, bringing in some superstars, brought Ellen over, but we maybe lacked a little bit of depth then in terms of what we could put out on court. So season two, we then looked, right, okay, how can we build our depth? We knew that we were going to have a difficult year with us having to kind of break up the season with Netball World Cup qualifiers at the start of the season, then, you know, 4 weeks off for the Commonwealth Games. So every single year, we're trying to learn to figure out what are the combinations that we need, how do we ensure that we're exposing our Scots to the right amount of competition and training that makes them better on the world stage, but how are we still competitive on the league? What's exciting for fans to want to come out and watch? And, you know, so this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment. It's the best preparation platform for them. But you know what? We also want to invigorate our brand. We want to bring some sazzle into the league, and we want to bring some experience and expertise to ensure that we're consistent week in, week out. And I think that's evident in the signings, the import signings that we've made this season.
We'll get on the Cat shortly, but...
Cat who?
With that initial announcement, what's that effect had on sponsors? I noticed the partnership with NSPCC is continuing.
So NSPCC, UK-wide charity, we're still working with Red Bull, you know, UK-wide. We have a new, exciting sponsorship partner. It's a bit of a game changer for us. It's a real long-term strategic partnership, which is really focused on the long-term development of our performance program, not just Sirens, but across our entire national program, how we can use Sirens to develop our national athletes to perform on the world stage, develop coaches around that. So, you know, the sponsors have loved it. We shared the reach numbers just from Kat's announcement, and they can see that not only is this exciting for Scotland and their investment into a Scottish women's sports team, a Super League team, actually, the whole global netball community has got excited by this, and the reach and the impact that has been felt across the world has been huge. And that, for any sponsor to partner with a brand like ours, which is progressive, which is innovative, which is really committed to changing the game for women's sport, and then to have that the start of the season as well. So, you know, that's exciting for them, and that adds value to their investment into us.
We're a few minutes into the chat. I need to talk about signings.
What do you want to know?
Out of all of those players, there's only one place to start, and that's Gia. When did she first become an option for you?
Oh, I love that. The reception to her has been fantastic. Gia's been on our radar for a while because she was actually recommended. And if you look at who else is in the Thunderbirds that we know and we're associated with, she was recommended to us. And of course, when we took over our Sirens Select team to New Zealand, which was a great experience for all of our athletes and coaches, Gia joined the team. And it was evident instantly that that girl not only is an agile, flexible and solid, consistent player, but she's a great girl. And culture is a really big thing for us. We want to make sure that everyone in that team gets on, that it's a family, that they're all committed to the same purpose, and she just fit in straight away. So skill-wise, it's a no-brainer. She's absolutely fantastic, but as a person, I think she absolutely embodies the Siren. She's really excited to get over here, and we can't wait to have her as part of the Sirens family.
Claire and Kelly are back, and it's essential that they're back for 2019.
Yeah, we've got to have our Scots in there this year. We've got a lot of our young emerging talent coming through. It is World Cup prep. We've got a young national team. We need to expose them to high-level training and competition week in, week out. We need to put them up against the best of the best. So obviously, Claire coming back in. She's a fan favourite. I think she's one of the best mid-quarters in the league. Different name, but still same person, same passion. As I said, she'll always be brownie to us. And everyone loves watching her. Again, you know, it's not just about the Scottish fans. She's really well respected across the whole of the UK. And she, you know, she is our captain. She's the one that keeps everyone focused and just makes sure that Sirens stays focused and committed throughout the entire game. So we're delighted to have her at the helm again.
Sirens are definitely not afraid to do things differently. Internationals that first season, Sarah Behrman you managed to bring back last. And Kat is here for 2019. Tell me a bit about how that signing came about.
Yeah, so first of all, absolutely delighted for Sarah as well. You know, we were so proud to bring her over. Everyone knows, you know, I speak really fondly about her, and I think it's a fantastic move for her. I'm really excited to see how she does with Lightning. But I told her, you know, once we meet on court, the friendliness goes. She actually rang to congratulate me on the Kat signing and to thank me, to say thanks for bringing her over to the league, because this is great for netball. So, yeah, you know, we had Ellen Halpeny and Carla Borrego year one. We brought Behrman over last year, and this year, obviously, it doesn't get any bigger than Kat Tweveti. So we always want to try and complement our young emerging Scottish talent with real experience and skill, and Kat brings that in abundance. What she also does is she's an entertainer, and she brings flair, and she's so exciting to watch, and everyone wants to come out and see her. I'm hoping she's going to develop our athletes. I'm hoping that she's going to go out into the community and reach new people and excite new people around our sport, get more bums on seats to games, get more people wanting to play the game, wanting to shoot a ball in the net. And she has that power to inspire and engage. And for me, you know, I'm bringing her over not just for what she can do on court, but what she can do for our sport and our brand.
And your marketing team at the minute, Jess and her team, are doing absolutely wonders. Even the fact that it was mentioned by Sue Gordian as well, so you've got to be happy with the work they're doing at the minute.
Yeah, you know something, marketing's my background. From the start, you know, it's one of the reasons why we work with Viper 10 as well, because of they're not just kit providers, they are the brand specialists. I've had a vision since we started working on the tender for what our brand could look like and how it could inspire and how it could engage. It's great having all the ideas in the world. What you need is the money, the resources, the capability to be able to bring that to life. You know, but I think we have demonstrated from the outset that we like to be creative in how we digitally engage audiences with our brand. I think what we also did is we raised the bar. And if you look at what everyone else is doing now, there's some fantastic stuff coming from all the franchises. People are being more creative, it's exciting, and it's really starting to not only add more value to our own brand as a Super League and franchises within it, but it's also exciting new audiences. I want to keep being at the forefront of creating exciting digital content, you know, having strong campaigns with strong messages, and we're going to keep challenging ourselves to be creative and to keep bringing new stuff. And as everyone else gets better, then we just keep challenging each other, and this is only good for the league. It can only be good for attracting new brands and sponsors and spectators and audiences. But yeah, Jess and the team have been doing a great job working with a new digital team who are really bringing our ideas to life, and it's only the start. What you've seen, we've got plenty more up our sleeve that we want to bring out the rest of the season.
You've had those two seasons of building, and this season I suppose is really about things beginning to take shape. All you need is that solid set of performances, and those results will follow, and mainly get people through the doors at the arena.
Yeah, consistency in an on-court performances is our absolute target. For two seasons now, we have proved that we can go up against the best and we can deliver strong results and we can win. And, you know, we should have been a top four team in season one, but our own performances always undo us. And so just looking for that consistency, we do struggle with all the away games. You know, every single away game that we go to, it is a trek. So, you know, our logistics always have an impact, but we can't use that as an excuse, because if we're good and we're fit and we're strong and we're connected, we should be putting out those consistent performances on court. That's what we're looking for this year. We're going back to what we know and what we do well. Gail Parata is back leading the team because she's able to do that. This is her World Cup prep for athletes and her coaches as well. You know, we are bringing these kind of amazing overseas players in to bring flair and depth and skill, but to attract our audiences. Our match day experience is strong. I mean, you were there at our last game. It doesn't get much better than being at a home game. You know, that every time somebody comes to one of our games, they always say, this is incredible. And, you know, win, lose or draw, it's a fantastic atmosphere. And I'm so grateful to all of our fans who just keep turning up, and because it's them that make the atmosphere, it's them that get dressed up, that, you know, make the noise, that cheer and sometimes a little bit of booing, but they create the theatre and they make it so exciting for us. So we want to keep building on that. But, you know, for us now, it's about looking at that long-term strategy. How do we build that team that is going to challenge for league title year on year? How do we develop our talent within it? And how do we become attractive to the top athletes in the world to ensure that we are consistently building a powerful squad? So, you know, we are only 2 years in, and I think sometimes that's forgotten. When you look at some of the biggest sports teams in the world, we have the Warriors rugby team here. It took them 10 years to find success. I don't want to wait 10 years, but it is constantly a learning for us. And I think we've done okay so far, but we're definitely looking to make improvements every single season. Season ticket information is, the demand is huge. We've been really creative. We've got some fantastic packages which give different benefits to the fans. Those that want to go for the gold package, which we're announcing, then there are going to be some fantastic special money can't buy super fan kind of benefits and events that tie into that. So yeah, that's what we wanted. You know, when you not only have your own Scots athletes there, which all of our fans love coming out, you know, they are so passionate about watching our Thistles on court, whether they're in a Sirens dress or a Thistles dress, but bringing Cat over, it is a game changer, and I'm expecting to pack out and sell out very, very quickly.
And finally, just want to ask you about Netball World Cup. Are you already counting the days? Is it marked in your diary? How are things?
You know something, Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage. You know, we've shown progressive growth over the last few years, and that is testament to Gail Parata and her team and this huge development work that we've been doing. You know, I think everyone, this qualifies, and we were delighted to have qualified, but it was always really disappointing that Wales can be in there as well. So yeah, for us now, looking at actually being in the competition, we are wholly focused on going in and getting our best results. Commonwealth Games was fantastic for us, but it was unprecedented that we were in a group that, you know, what didn't fall, the results didn't fall how they normally do. And it was just shows how world netball, the level in competition has really, really grown, and nothing's predictable anymore. And that makes it so exciting, but it also raises the challenges. So that's why the Super League season is so important for us, because that's our training ground, that's our preparation ground. And what better way to prepare yourself for a World Cup? We're so excited. It's in Liverpool. It's basically a domestic World Cup for all of us home nations. We are really hoping for a huge travelling contingent. Yeah, we can't wait. It's going to be the most important thing that we do in 2019.
Thanks for listening to The Netball Show. We always appreciate your support. If you enjoyed the episode, please tell a friend or share the episode online, and make sure you tag us at The Netball Show.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal. It's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.